Hi, this is Local Boat Girl. Welcome to my little radio station. I'm joking, this is not a radio station. But if you happen to be listening to this audio from a site or an account that is not my Reddit or Soundgasm account under the name Local Boat Girl, then you're probably listening to this audio on a place that has re-uploaded my audio without my permission. And I would appreciate it a lot if you could go back to the original source and listen to me from there. Thank you, and enjoy your audio. Stupid fucking classmates, stupid fucking cult, stupid fucking ass bull fuckery, I fucking... Huh? Oh, hey. Sorry about that, I just... It's just been a hard day, that's all. No, don't worry about it. Like, you know how I get sometimes? You know, mood swings and all. Really. Don't worry about it. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. Yes, I'm sure. There's nothing. Oh my god, shut up. Fuck, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to tell you, shut up, right? I know that you're just looking out for me and, you know, you're worried and everything. It's just that I've had it. I'm sorry. Wait on the couch? Sure. Thank you. You really didn't have to. You should know how I make a mean hot chocolate. Did you add peppermint? Yeah, it adds a really nice, like, festive kick. And it's really warm too. Thank you. I'm sorry for telling you to shut up and being mean earlier. I mean, yeah, I had a bad day, but that doesn't mean I can just yell at you or anything. Like, that's just rude and mean and hurtful. I'm really sorry. Tell you what's wrong? Before I do that, could you hold me? Please? Thank you. Let me just set this down. Yeah, I'll rest my head on your chest. Thank you. Whenever I'm ready, right? Okay. Well, the weather has kind of gotten me in a bit of a mood. The days are a lot shorter, and it's a whole lot colder, so... I don't know, I guess I just get a little sadder, which sucks because it's meant to be one of the more, like, happier times of the year, and I don't know, all I'm doing is moving through these spaces as, like, it's like a sad little blob, and it just sucks big time, and... You know how I've been running for president of the journalism club? Yeah, I didn't get it. They give it to this asshole who didn't even put in any fucking effort in his campaign. Like, he doesn't know the first thing about handling logistics, and I'm just like, it's obvious that they gave it to him because, like, he's charismatic and he knows how to talk to people and make them laugh, and it didn't fucking matter how much effort I put into coming up with ideas to push the club forward or creating a whole new system that we can pitch ideas and cover a variety of stories without causing any confusion. Like, I mean, ultimately, it's just one big fucking popularity contest, isn't it? And I obviously lost because I don't know how to interact with others naturally. And I just come off as, like, a tryhard, like the stupid fuck up I am. And I guess it just spiraled into a whole thing because, like, what if everything I've gotten right now is just one big fluke, you know? And the truth is, I don't deserve any of this. And all these opportunities and people I've met were for someone else to have and to experience, and it wasn't for me, and I've just, like, robbed them. I've just robbed, like, others of, like, this opportunity, and I don't know. I can't do anything right, and one day everyone's just going to realize that I'm nothing and that there are better things and better people out there as opposed to me. And I don't deserve you. But I lived for 20 years with, like, a super stale love life and only encountering people who just, like, what, use me? Want to use me in, like, some form or another, and you come along like some gift from God, and I don't know, sometimes I just think I like got in the way of you meeting someone else. And it's just like, why would what's a flute as well? And that one day you just realize that you can do better and you just go. I know, like, you say it isn't true and that meeting you isn't a fluke and you actually do love me, and I know that. I just can't help it when everything starts falling apart and you're there. And I'm left wondering, why are you still here? Why aren't you leaving me like everyone else? I don't want you to leave, right? I want you here. I need you here. I just... I know. Good things happen to those who wait. And I hate feeling like this. I'm sorry. Just being held by you like this makes me feel truly loved, and I'm really grateful that you're here with me right now. Thank you for staying by my side, even though I'm such a mess. we just stay here for a bit? I don't want to move right now. Yeah. Thank you. I love you. I love you so, so much. Thank you for being here with me.